You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Thanksgiving is coming up next week, at least in the United States, and we have a listener with an urgent question. She wants to talk about selling printables. Now, what do you need to know about selling printables? Well, first of all, what are they? Printables are pieces of artwork, drawings, or other digital files that you can download online and print yourself. So as a seller, there's no need to ship anything, and as a buyer, you can access the work immediately. A lot of printables are freely available on sites like Pinterest, but a lot of them are also for sale on sites like Etsy. So again, as a seller, it's attractive because there's nothing to ship. And as a buyer, it's attractive because you can get that work immediately. Now, this presents a number of pros and cons. Some of them are pretty obvious. You might have thought of them yourself. It's very easy to get started selling printables. All you have to do is upload a digital file, create a listing. That's it. It also has a very high profit margin. Because if you're selling a digital file, it doesn't really cost you much to deliver that file. So those things are good, but directly connected to those things are the cons, which, you know, it's very easy to get started, so therefore anyone can do it. So a lot of people do, a lot of competition. And because it has a very high profit margin, you know, it's a digital file, it's a downloadable file, you also can't charge that much because there's a lot of competition. And buyers are like, why do I want to pay a whole lot of money for a very simple image file or a Word document or whatever it is? There are, of course, pros and cons to everything. Now, today's listener wants to sell these printables, digital artwork for download, and it needs a quick marketing plan to profit before Thanksgiving weekend. That's right, she is on a tight deadline. So we decided to rush this question, move it up in the calendar in hopes of being helpful. So how to market an Etsy store printables without paid ads? Let's talk about it after this quick message from our sponsor.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Chris. This is Yvonne from the DC metro area. I love listening to your podcast and being a part of the Side Hustle School community. My side hustle is creating printables on Etsy, and right now I'm creating holiday-themed printables. So my question is, I'm not sure what's the best way to market my Etsy shop besides Etsy ads, which I don't want to pay for up front. I'm already pinning to Pinterest and posting on Instagram, but I'm not sure what else I can be doing. I want to know what's the best way to market this shop. And I know that creating a plan before Thanksgiving weekend is key. Thanks in advance.
Yvonne, thank you so much for listening and for the question. I love the challenge of a tight deadline. Now, listeners, first of all, go and check out Yvonne's shop. It is etsy.com/shop/mompoweredlife. Mom Powered Life, or you can just search for that on Etsy if you already use that site. Okay, so I mentioned a few of the pros and cons to this in the introduction. Like, I don't think a lot of people are going to get rich on principles just because they are so easy to copy. You know, if one seller starts to do well, you know, other people are going to notice. They're going to say, well, I wonder if I can do something like that. And then they will. And so then like the market of suppliers essentially expands. And this also keeps prices low, which among other things means that you don't have any profit margin to spend on ads. If you were making $20 per printable, let's say, it would be very easy to say, well, let's spend, you know, $10 to $15 on ads because I'm coming out ahead no matter what there. But it's really difficult to do that. So prices are low, you know, supply is high. But that said, what can be done? Like, is there anything that can be done? And I think so. So again, Mom Powered Life on Etsy, I was taking a look at this. Most of Yvonne's products, at least the ones she has so far, are selling for the low price of $2. Now, $2 I think is going to be really tough. They have to be low prices, but I think you also really need to find a way to sell at the $5 to $10 price point, you know, which is also low, but you know, $5 to $10 is a lot more than $2. Trying to profit in the long term on $2 a sale is going to be quite challenging, right? You could have a lot of sales and you're still not doing that well because you have to pay Etsy listing fees and you know, there's going to be some degree of customer service, people emailing questions and such. So if nothing else, the $5 to $10 price point is better. And I also think this is the kind of thing where it is a numbers game to a certain degree. Like you want to list a lot of items with a lot of different keywords, because you want to be as visible as possible without spending money on ads. I also think this is key and also maybe related to the how to increase the price point. You really want to encourage multiple purchases. And Yvonne is starting to do this a bit with a couple of bundles that she has, but I think you can do this a lot more. Like you really don't want somebody to check out of their shopping cart with a $2 purchase. Maybe they can add that $2 purchase to their cart, but then they see, oh, you know, if I spend $5 more, if I spend $7 more, if I spend $12 more, I can get all these other things as well. So for me, one big goal here would be increasing the average checkout price so that nobody is checking out, you know, with a $2 transaction. They're actually spending more and getting more. So those are a few things that can be done. As I said, it's probably not a get-rich-quick plan or a get-rich-at-all plan, but still, it's kind of fun to like make a downloadable file and put it up for sale, and then you know you kind of go away or you look back a couple days later and you've had a bunch of sales. Like that is good. That is empowering. Might give you the vision to do something different in the future. So good luck, Yvonne, and anybody else who's doing printables. Definitely get those holiday listings up. All right, listeners, if you've got a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. I love hearing what you're up to, your questions, your challenges, your reports, successes, setbacks, whatever it is. We try to deal with all of it here. So keep listening. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.